I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson The Secret. I am joined by my good friend and one of my favourite people. It's Aaron Craskell.
Yay!
Woo, woo, woo!
This is crazy.
You enjoying yourself?
I'm loving it. Honestly, it's lovely.
So, just before the break, I mentioned, of course, this little transformation that you've had. When I met you on courtship, I thought you were lush. I didn't think you needed to do anything. No, honestly, I think a lot of it, like, it's personal preference, isn't it? But you've said yourself the reason why you want to lose weight, trim up, get in shape is because of your courtship appearance, right?
Yeah, I watched it back. When I watched it back, I couldn't believe the size of me on the telly screen. Like, honestly, it was like, I was like, what have I done to myself? Like, I was massive. I looked really red and bloated, and I was like, oh my God. So that was it. That was it. Stopped everything. Went into, started the gym, started eating clean, stopped eating sugar, and I lost 2.5 stone.
Oh my God, I mean, that's a fair whack as well. And do you know what, though? Yeah. Don't be too hard on yourself, mate, because we're hardly, like, we were living the life of Riley on coach trip, weren't we?
Oh, wow, we were eating good.
Oh, it was like pizzas and pastas for every meal. We're nailing the bevs.
Peroni on tap.
We all looked like a bag of shit on that. Yeah, limoncello over nighttime. Unless unless you are a Love Island star, you look like a bag of shit. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't. It was crazy, wasn't it? It was crazy. I loved it. I really loved the experience. It was so good. But yeah, that's when I made the desperate. I was like, do you know what? Sodden. But I've put a stone on since then because I got really obsessed with it. I went down to 12 stone 10 and I was really, really tiny. And I was like, oh no. Like, so I've put a stone back on.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel a little bit better now. I'm in a good weight. I feel healthy and I'm just going to stick at this weight now.
Good. Because you can get obsessed and you can go a little bit too small.
As soon as you fit into a medium t-shirt, mate, there ain't no looking back. It's like, what? I haven't been medium since I was like 7 years old.
You just feel like yourself.
Yeah, mate.
What about Charlotte and how she responded to the new bod?
Well, she kept saying to me, oh you're going to get a new body and all the girls are going to be interested. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, but she, I think she didn't, she kind of, she didn't know, she didn't think there was a problem with me in the first place. So she was always very supportive and she couldn't believe it, how I was losing weight so fast. Like, and it was just because of the no sugar. Like, if you stop sugar, you lose so much weight. It's like, it's mad.
I can understand where Charlotte's thing. I have been in Charlotte's shoes. Like, I will constantly, like, you know, I like a burger here and there. I'll enjoy a glass of wine. But ultimately, like, I do train hard and I eat quite well. I will watch Erkan just not eat chocolate for 3 days and get his six pack back. And I'll be standing there like that. Fucking easy, was it? Like, it happens so quick for lads. It's so frustrating.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. But I've been, because I was a big lad all my life, like, it was quite hard to shift the weight at first because the weight, my fat really didn't know what to do because it would always been on me. So as soon as it started going, it was like my body went into an absolute meltdown and I just started losing and losing. I was like, wow. And no alcohol. I had no alcohol for 6 months.
Shit, did you miss it?
Oh my God. I'm all right now.
Yes.
But yeah, it was hard. But again, I saw the results and I got super healthy and it was just like, wow, I couldn't believe it. And like everyone, I was helping people online and like people were getting hold of me about messaging and asking me about my diet tips and I was like telling them and stuff and I've helped people lose weight with it. So it's really good.
So I think, like, especially coming out of lockdown, like, I know I've gained, like, a little bit of weight and all that and slightly squidgier around the midsection than I like to be. But I think, like, a lot of us, a lot of people are just going to be in the same boat, but they're going to be wanting tips, Aaron, because we've all gained that quarantine 15. Is there a fitness DVD in your future? Is there, like, from dud to stud? From beard to buff? Like, tell me, are you planning on monetizing this amazing transformation? Because I'd fucking buy into it, son.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. It is literally, guys, no sugar. No sugar. That's it. Listen, if you're cutting sugar, you're cutting most of the shit anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, just look at the back of a packet. If you think, oh, I'm going to have a bit of that chicken, but if it's covered in a bit of a sweet sauce, it's going to have sugar on it. Don't have sugar. Like, Russell Kane, right? We did a TV show together, Christ, years ago. But he took his top off and he was ripped solid, man. Like,
he's in good nick.
Absolutely. And I was like, wow. And he's like, he wouldn't even have... They brought him out porridge and there was a little bit of honey on top and he wouldn't even have it. He's like, no, I don't want it because of honey. I was like, is that strict?
Do you know what? Like, I want to look really good and all that, but, like, I fucking really like sugar as well, you know?
Yeah, I do. I do now. But I like stuff like... I always still have sweeteners in my tea. I never eat chocolate or cake anymore. I just don't eat that at all. Mm. I don't know what it is. But I like a lot of fruit now. Like, a nice fruit smoothie I didn't have before because of natural sugar, but now I will. Mm. Like, salad cream... Peronaise from bloody Nando's, mate. Get me another of that. I love that stuff. Again, it's full of sugar, but my body's kind of getting used to having no sugar, so it's kind of keeping the weight off. Mm. If I start eating cakes again, mate, my body's going to go, so, no, no more cake. It's so bad, honestly.
Well, I think you look great, mate, and especially now you've gained that little extra stone back, because I seen you when you were super skinny, and it was a lot, lad. It was a lot. You had these tiny little legs. I'm much prettier you now.
I get so much abuse online, like, how are you so fat on top with little legs? What the hell? No. Who are you? I get people hating me, like, you're not right. Like, you're physically, like, you're defeating the world, like... Small legs, chicken legs, and a big fat body. Like, God, I hate you. It's like, oh my God, I've done nothing wrong.
Literally my body shape. Back off.
Yes. Literally, like, I've worn skinny jeans so long that the hairs on my legs, are bald because the hairs won't grow.
What the friction?
I'm being serious. I don't understand it.
I can't handle your legs like pure dolphin dicks.
I look like I've got Barbie legs. Not even joking.
Oh, is it right? Okay, well, touching on that, right? What is the worst thing someone has ever said to you on social media? Let's keep it light.
I hope your kids die in a car crash.
No!
Yeah, man. Oh, and my kids' school pictures sent to me when they said that to me. Yeah. They must have gone through my family and friends on Facebook, and we obviously shared back then school photos of our kids.
Yeah.
They obviously took them off and said they hope they die in a car crash, yeah. And that, for me, that was when I nearly quit social media. I was like, I just want to find this person and kill them with a hammer.
No, I'm not surprised, mate. I'm not surprised.
Imagine walking into a pub. Imagine walking up to me in a pub with my kids' school photos saying, I hope the geezer would never leave the pub.
No,
like, he'd be dead. So why do it online if you're going to be just hide behind a keyboard?
I say this, like, a lot, because nobody's immune to trolling or negativity. And I often say social media has made people incredibly comfortable saying things that they should get punched in the face for saying.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And it's like, it's mental to me, because I'll be exactly the same to your face as I will behind your back, as I will on social media, like, regardless.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Some days I do have bad days. Some days, like, it's just, I'm human. And I am the same across the board. But then I just wonder how upset and how full of hate these people must be to sit and do that. Aaron, like, it's just not right.
No, I can get any abuse. I can get anything chucked at me now, yeah?
Yeah.
Anything to do with me... Or, like, I don't want to say anything to do with my kids that I won't, because I don't want people doing that to me, actually, because they probably will now. Oh, we know how to get to Aaron Craskell. But no. You can say anything to me online, and it does... I do not give a shit anymore. I honestly don't. But when I first started, I did, because I felt like it was actually personally towards me, when all I was doing was making videos. But now, I mean, I honestly, I don't care. I'll go and sit in my Range Rover and cry.
Baller.
In my six-bedroom house, yeah? I'm gonna go and sit on my fourth floor in my house, looking at my Range Rover, crying. Bollocks. Take that, you mug. Take that!
Oh, you know, revenge is a dish best served rich, innit?
Honestly, like, I don't care. I'm joking. I don't care about what they've got to say anymore. Because, listen, a negative comment is still a nice little bit of engagement for me.
You're not wrong. Learn to turn a negative into a positive, babe. But
yeah, more comments on the post of negative or positive. They're still going to make my post go more viral, so bring
that's
it on.
It. Keep that crisp money rolling in, son.
Well, not this year, but next year.
Next year, you'll just be like in a bath of Walker sensations. Go on, what is your favourite flavour, crisp? I fucking love them Thai sweet chilli ones.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
Me and Gary Lineker, just living life.
He has got actually the life of Riley, honey.
Oh, man. And he's got a good body as well.
For all them crisps, you've got to be joking.
Mate, I'm telling you, look at Gary Lineker, like, naked pictures, mate. Ooh.
Do you know what, though, Aaron? Like, I'm very concerned that you have been looking.
Oh, I've seen Gary. I've only seen him topless, by the way. I've only seen him topless. I've not seen the bottom half.
He must be no sugar. Loads of crisps, but no sugar.
Yes. Just Monster Munch.
How on it, right? So obviously now you've got your comedy tour, you've got your online stuff, you've done Coach Trip, you're definitely dipping your feet in the world of TV. Is there one show that you've always been a fan of, or you love, or you think that's the one I want to do? Wow.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, do you remember Nevermind the Buzzcocks?
Yes!
I would do... apparently it's coming back. Apparently no. It's going to come back. And Vicky, I need you to pull the strings. I need to get on a... It was either that or Celeb Juice, but Celeb Juice for me, like... I like it, but it's like, I just feel like it's impossible to get on. Like,
I can't even get on fucking Celeb Juice anymore. They've gone so highbrow.
It's mad, isn't it?
Music people now, yeah. Fucking.
But no, Nevermind the Buzzcocks for me is such a big show because I watched it with my dad. We used to watch it all the time at my house, my sister. Like, it was, and like, I spoke to Phil Jupitus. Like, I fangirled. He followed me on Instagram. And I was like, Phil, thank you so much. And he sent me a video back. I was like, fuck, what? Like, oh, God! Hello! Like, I just couldn't believe it. Like, I fangirl over mad people, like... But he actually videoed me, and apparently Nevermind the Buzzcocks is coming back.
Ooh, well, if anybody who has any hand in the making of Nevermind the Buzzcocks is listening to this, you've got your first guest right here, Aaron Craskell.
Please!
Ready and waiting.
I am ready, man. I love that show so much. Like, like that for me would be like, I'm done. I'm done now.
I've
done Coach Trip with Vicky Patterson. I'm done now.
Yeah.
I'm fucking done.
You've made it, mate. You've made it.
Oh, mate, honestly. Mad times.
How did you get into doing what you're doing? Because I wouldn't have the first clue, mate, about how to start doing pranks online and parlaying it into something.
Oh, my God.
With such, like, longevity.
I started on Snapchat.
Right?
Yeah, I started on Snapchat in the bookies when I worked in the bookies. And then, do you remember the app Vine?
Yes, I do. The little short video clips.
Yeah. Well, Vine come along. And everyone was like, Aaron, you need to get on Vine. You need to get on Vine. Like, I was like, okay. So I got on this app. It was like 6 seconds of being funny.
Pressure's on for 6 seconds, though, isn't it?
Oh, mate, honestly.
You've got to be fucking funny.
I started doing public stuff. I was doing small little sketches that weren't working. They were really rubbish. So I was just doing it for my own personal, like, amusement. Mm-hmm. But then one day I made a sketch in Morrison's. Mm-hmm. I remember it. And the peanut butter or chocolate spread, it was one of the two, was out of stock. So I looked at it and I made a sketch. I was like, oh no, it's out of stock. But only with me, by myself. Uh-huh. And I thought to myself, what are you doing, man? It's not even funny. Like, I went back to work. I remember looking at the sketch on my phone, because you could save the Vines back to your phone. I used to look at them all after. And when I did, oh no, like that, I looked in the background and an old woman went, ooh, like that.
Yes!
And I was like, I didn't even mean to do that. So I was like, that's me. I'm going to be public. I'm going to do public stuff. I'm going to make myself look stupid to get a reaction.
Yeah.
And then I started doing that and I never, ever looked back. Like, it was just me at the time. There was no one else doing it online. There was Dapper Laughs, but he was doing the little six-second secrets. And he was doing that. And then there was Trigger Happy TV on the telly.
Yeah.
And it was just me.
I did The Hunted with Dom Jolly.
Oh, my God. What's he like?
Legend, mate.
I've met him a few times. I've met him a few times, man. He is a really nice guy. But what's he like in real life?
Do you know what, right? Everyone thinks Dom's going to be super arrogant or, like, a bit of a snob or into himself. He was the nicest man. One of the nicest people I've met in this industry.
He's
like,
my hero,
he proper had to have me back. And, like, when we're doing The Hunted, like, I don't know if anyone's seen, we got caught, like, the hunters found her. And he was running across the field to get away and I was hiding. And they caught him, they dragged him back. And they were like, where's Vicky Winosha's here? And he was like, I left her days ago. Proper still had me back, so I escaped.
Yeah,
he was class, man. Just a great man.
Yeah, I could imagine. He's literally a hero of mine, man. Like, he started the game for everything. He started everything, man. Like, honestly, he did. I started on Vine, and I started on Vine, and then started going onto Facebook, and then fucking Jesus, man. Like, I just never looked back. I think because I was one of the first ones, it just picked up for me then. Like, I just started getting seen and seen and seen and more seen. And now it's like 16 million followers, like, on all platforms.
Boom!
Madness.
Just fucking madness. Mic drop after that, I think, Petal.
Yeah, my Facebook's nearly at 7 million now.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Your success is well deserved. And I think
thank you, babe.
You're welcome. I mean that. I really do. Like, there'll be
people watching
this and listening and thinking, like, I want a bit of that pie. I want you to tell, I want your secret to be, I want you to tell us the secret to building a business, to being successful on social media, to using your creative tools to make something of yourself. Like, I think there'll be so many people, especially given the current climate, who've lost jobs, who are spending a lot of time at home, want to use social media to make a business or just alleviate some boredom. How did you do it?
All right. Okay. Well, the first thing you've got to do is you've got to literally lower all self-ambition to get started. So, okay. So when I started doing this, when I started giving people advice on how to do this, first thing they always say to me is, how do you get the balls to just go and do it?
Yeah.
Listen, you just have to know that these people around you are never going to see you again. It doesn't matter. You're never going to see... I could be on a packed tube going to, like, Oxford Circus on a busy tube, and I'm going to make a video of, I don't know, I'm going to bark like a dog. I never have done that, but...
I think it's coming.
How I started doing these videos was testing myself, yeah? You've got to just get the amount... It's all about adrenaline. So if you stand on a train... Vicky, I want you to try this out, right?
Okay.
Don't get your phone out. Just be on a train, like, going along, and just go, meow. and just don't do any... Don't look anywhere, but just feel the amount of eyes on you.
Just get used to that sensation of thinking...
Vicky, you have to, man. Honestly, because you... It is the when you get off that tube at the next station, everyone stays on it, and you're on your own. It is the unbelievable feeling of just like honestly, like, it just comes out of nowhere. But once you start grasping the fact that you don't care, you just can't care. I can't just dance in front of 200 people, like, with hidden cameras and not care. If you care, you're never going to be able to do it in a million years, and it looks shit. you just got to not care. Once you learn how to not care, you world's your oyster, if that's what you want to do. But to build a business, I'm going to say to build an Instagram or build a Facebook is consistency.
Yeah.
You need to post every single, like twice a day to get started. Mm-hmm. You need to be out there twice a day. I was making 6 videos a day when I was on Vine. Like, you need to post consistency, do your stories. You need to treat every follower like a friend. So engage with them, answer their messages, speak to them in the comments, ask them what they're doing, ask relatable stuff. If you want your post to do well, ask something relatable in the caption, what's going to make people comment.
Yeah.
It's all about engagement and being engaged in your following. That is the only way to build. And once you start building, you need a really, really good management team. That's all I'm going to... If it weren't for my management team, they're literally my family. Like Becca Bar Management, honestly, they're like my family now. 5 years, and we just do everything together, and it's just amazing. Like that, and I've got such a good relationship with them that I never look back, and they've always looking after me. So a great management team, you have to have great numbers, and you're going to have to get ready for a lot of stress because it's very pressurizing being on the internet. You've got to literally post every day and come up with ideas every day. I don't know how I do it, but I do, because I think I'm just a little bit mentally ill.
You gave such good advice there. Like, the secret to...
That's it.
Being successful online. It is. It's consistency. And I back absolutely. That word. Absolutely. Whether you are promoting yourself, whether you're promoting a brand, whether you are a business, whatever it is, you have to make sure that people know what they're getting and they're getting it regularly. That's it.
But how pressurising is it, Vic? Honestly, personally, it's mad, isn't it?
I like posted something the other night, right, Aaron? Honestly, I knew it wasn't a blinder, but like I've not got a lot of content at the minute. I'm in isolation.
That's it. It's hard. Anyway.
So I just posted this like, where would you rather be on holiday thing? And it was these 3 stock images, and like it just is so soul destroying when you say like no one gives a fuck.
Nah.
Nobody's going on
it's
holiday.
It's so bad.
Like, just what was that even about? Like, you have to think about these things, and I think sometimes people forget the level of like foresight and planning that goes into being a YouTube sensation or being a smash on social media.
That's it. It's so hard, but you got to go for it. I mean, I love what I do for a living, but it has come at a cost because that's all I ever... I don't know anything else to do now. Like, I don't know anything. All I think as soon as I open my eyes in the morning and wake up is videos.
Yeah.
It's like I can't think of anything else. Like, it's mad.
Well, don't worry, mate. I don't think you're going to have to retrain. Fuck that fella. Even if worse comes to worse, we'll have a Vicky Patterson and Aaron Craskell podcast.
Yes!
You've been a
dream.
I'm
ready, mate. I am ready. That would be insane. That would be insane.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, mate. You've been a pleasure. Give me best to Charlotte, and thank you for being so open and honest.
Thank
you,
darling. Thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure, honestly. It's been lovely.
Oh, isn't he lush? Don't we love him? I've almost forgiven him for surpassing me on Instagram, I think. He's that nice. I hope you guys found that super useful. I think this year there will be a lot of people who have found that they're lacking focus or they need something to just take their mind off everything that's going on. And social media can be a super scary place. It can be dark at times, but like Aaron has mentioned, it can be a great source of income. Why not expand your horizons, try something new, and get yourself out there online. I hope you guys enjoyed that as much as I did. If you do have any thoughts about the podcast, please don't hesitate to get in touch. You can leave a review. I check them all the time. FYI, somebody spelled insincere wrong. Very rude. Idiot. But yeah, if you do want to get in touch, the email is vickypattersonpodcast@gmail.com. And I am looking forward to hearing from you guys. Please do all of the proper podcasty things with this episode. Tell your friends about it, share it. And yeah, just keep enjoying it. Take care. You've got to give us your catchphrase, mate.
Oh, where's my glasses? Oh, I haven't got my glasses, but see you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.